And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this kinsman said, well, when you put it like that, the law therefore would keep her out, and I cannot get my estate in that complicated position, because if I did marry her, and I think this man had grown children, why, it would jeopardize their inheritance, bringing in this foreign girl like this. And he said that I cannot redeem. Now, I think this kinsman represents the law. Actually, the law cannot redeem us. The law is incapable of redeeming any of us for what the law cannot do. That's the thing that Paul makes very, very clear. And he says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we've believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. The law cannot save us. You see, if the law saved us, it would have to lower its standards. It would have to come down to meet the low level. And it cannot. We'd have to come up to that standard, and we cannot come up to it. Nothing wrong with the law, but there's a great deal wrong with us. And this kinsman, he says, well, I can't. I'd jeopardize my estate. I think his grown children would be involved. And I do not think they would have approved of a marriage like this at all. Now, that's exactly, of course, what this man Boaz wants him to say. And he's presented the problem to him for that reason. Now notice verse 6, and the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe, gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. I'm glad that they didn't spit in their face anymore, because that's not very nice. And in a case like this, all that was necessary was to take off the shoe. So that thing that happened was that this kinsman just lost his shoes, that's all. As we hear today of sometimes of a man in a business deal losing his shirt. Well, this kinsman lost his shoe. May I say, I have a name for him now. Ho, such a one is barefoot. He's barefoot. Now, the law is barefoot. The law can't save you at all. And it's only the gospel that puts shoes on our feet. You remember when Paul talks about the armor of God, he says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The law can never put shoes on your feet. There is a Negro spiritual that I'm afraid the white folk know nothing about how to sing it. And I never like to hear a white quartet sing Negro spirituals because they don't know how to sing them to begin with. But one of them is, when I get to heaven, I'm going to put on my shoes and I'm going to walk all over God's heaven. Now, friends, when you've got six pairs of shoes at home in the closet, you can't sing that. But if you had been way back in antebellum days in my Southland, and you one day was asked by your owner to hitch up the buggy and drive him into the town, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, or maybe Gadsden, Alabama, someplace like that, way across Georgia, drive him into town, and you drive up to the hitching post, and he says, wait for me here, I have to go in the bank. And you just hitch up the horse there to the hitching rail, and you look in the store window, and you see a pair of yellow button shoes. They're the prettiest things you've ever seen. And you don't have a pair of shoes like that, and you know you never will have a pair of shoes like that in this life. But you're Christian, and you have a hope. And so you can sing now, when I get to heaven, I'm going to put on my shoes and walk all over God's heaven. Friends, may I say to you, a great many of the whites ought to find out today that the law won't put any shoes on your feet. And a great many people expecting to walk into heaven on their own. You'll never walk into heaven on your own. You're barefooted. You're lost without a redeemer. Therefore, the law can't save you. And so now, this fella, barefoot, he has to back out because he's unable to save.